Hey everyone, how's it going? You're listening to Roblox News. I'm your host, CrazyTuber Plays, and today we're going to get right into the news. No ads, none of that other stuff. And actually, I just want to tell quickly that I am actually transferring my podcast. See, look, I originally had it from Anchor, and I was using this new service, and I don't think I like that service very much. So, good news, I'm moving back to Anchor, because it's very easy to use. This isn't an ad, but yeah. With that out of the way, let's get right into the news. Nicki Minaj was celebrating the launch of her new album, Pink Friday 2, by launching a Gag City experience inspired by the aesthetic of her album, and fans could connect in multiple ways with exclusive merch to buy, emotes to unlock, and fun activities to enjoy. And in my opinion, when I first heard about the Gag City, I was like, shocked, because that name is not really Roblox. Roblox is not really very kid-friendly. Roblox, not very kid-friendly Roblox. That was my thought process anyways. But for other people, I think, like, the more shocking part of that is that Nicki Minaj is associated with Roblox rather than the name, which, I don't know. I'm not going to get really into it. It's not my business, to be honest. I don't really even like some of the events in Roblox because, like, I feel like it's too much advertisements for people who aren't really more so kid-friendly or more so Roblox-centered. Like, Mark Rober, in my opinion, is a good person to have advertised on Roblox with his experience. And I think Lil Nas X, too. Those two are one of the good experiences I've seen on Roblox. I've experienced the Lil Nas one. I haven't yet explored the Mark Rober one. And the reason why I haven't done that is because of this new thing that happened like a while ago. I say that it's new even though it's not really new. But this thing called Fortnite Festivals and Fortnite Racing and Fortnite Lego and all that was released, which I feel like has actually competed with Roblox based on the amount of players that are on it consistently compared to the Roblox players. And to be honest, I'm one of those people who switched from Roblox to Fortnite because of the dryness of the platform. And I love the Fortnite Festival, even though like some of the songs are more so pay to win. I mean, there are a lot of songs updated at least a couple of days. And I feel like there's a bunch more songs potential songs to be up in the marketplace and in the game in general. But yeah, that's just a little more of my segment on the Fortnite Festival. Now when checking your purchases via the transaction page, you're able to sort by paid and limited item transactions to filter out free purchases. And I don't know how to feel about this. It's like a small, what's it called? Life of slice, like life of update something. I forgot what it's called, something like that. Yeah, I think that's just a good, like, small little update to have. And as I was saying earlier, it's how some of the sponsors in Roblox don't really seem to belong or really appeal to majority of the Roblox audience. The Lamborghini is actually on Roblox, like the official Lamborghini. The vroom vroom cars, the fancy cars that go vroom, the Italian high luxury cars, those cars are sponsored Roblox experiences now, and I don't know how to feel about that. I mean, I have a car, but it's very low end, so yeah, that shows you how much I can spend on cars. I wonder how many cars are going to be sold based on this advertising. And if you're like me and hate online school, this news will make you hate it even more. Or tolerate it extremely less because there is an experience now on Roblox that I think is like a school. I'm going to read this read right now. Big news today. We are so excited to announce the Goldieblocks in partnership with Discovery Ed is launching Maker High, an immersive 3D learning experience for middle and high schoolers on Roblox. Now, I don't know how to feel about that. It's like a chemistry experience where you, like, I think, just, like, explore chemistry, to be honest, and learn about it. And I'm not really hyped about it. Hyped about it, I mean. Well, that was this week's, anyways. Very short, episode since I missed a lot. If you want to join the Discord server, the link is down below. Also, if you really want to support the podcast, I really hope that you at least check out the subscription for Anchor or like the Spotify. It's like $1, I think, to like get ad-free episodes if you really want to support us. I mean, we're not very active in like the point of advertising. But if you really want to help us out, it'll mean so much to me. And yeah, with that out of the way, I'll see you guys next time. Goodbye, everyone.